The New Testament does not describe forgiveness as merely a private experience between an individual and God. Forgiveness creates a new kind of community. The church is called to become a community where people receive grace, tell the truth, confess wrongdoing, extend mercy, practice wise repair, and grow together in Christ. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God also in Christ forgave you." Notice the order, Christ forgave us, therefore we learn to forgive one another. We do not produce forgiveness through sheer willpower. We draw from the grace we have already received. Remembering God's mercy changes how we view our own failures and the failures of others. A community of grace does not pretend that sin is harmless. Grace and truth belong together. Jesus was full of grace and truth. Christian communities must therefore resist two opposite errors. The first error is truth without grace. This occurs when people expose failures, demand perfection, shame offenders, or treat someone's worst decision as that person's permanent identity. Truth without grace can become harsh, proud, and condemning. The second error is grace without truth. This occurs when people excuse wrongdoing, conceal abuse, avoid accountability, pressure injured people to reconcile, or use the language of forgiveness to protect someone from appropriate consequences. Grace without truth becomes sentimentality and may allow harm to continue. A healthy Christian community practices both. We speak honestly about what happened. We distinguish between the person who caused harm and the person who was harmed. We encourage sincere repentance. We support appropriate accountability and repair. We extend mercy without calling evil good. This also means we do not pressure people to forgive quickly. Forgiveness may involve a sincere decision to release personal vengeance into God's hands. Yet grief, anger, memories, and bodily responses may continue. A person may need to return repeatedly to God in prayer and reaffirm that decision. Forgiveness is also different from trust. Forgiveness may be extended freely because of Christ. Trust is ordinarily rebuilt through truthful and dependable behavior over time. Reconciliation requires participation from more than one person and may not be possible when repentance, willingness, or safety is absent. In everyday Christian community, many offenses can be addressed through patience, humility, and loving conversation. Colossians 3 calls believers to bear with one another and forgive as the Lord forgave them. Other situations require stronger responses. Serious abuse, exploitation, threats, criminal behavior, or misuse of ministry authority should not be handled through private pressure or silence. Forgiveness can coexist with reporting, consequences, distance, boundaries, and protection. A community shaped by the gospel learns several practices. We confess without making excuses. We apologize without controlling the other person's response. We forgive without denying the truth. We rebuild trust wisely rather than automatically. We seek reconciliation when truth, repentance, willingness, and safety make it possible. We entrust unresolved outcomes to Jesus Christ. The church will never be a community without conflict. It can, however, become a community where conflict is handled differently because Jesus Christ is present. Consider your own relationships. What is one practice of grace and truth that Christ may be calling you to strengthen in your family, church, ministry, or community?